This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel and Bahrain on Sunday agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations. The agreement makes Bahrain the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. This clears the way for establishment of embassies and ambassadors between the two nations. Israel's agreements with the UAE and Bahrain have marked diplomatic victories for the Trump administration and for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But they have come under heavy criticism from the Palestinians, who have long counted on a unified Arab stance that recognition of Israel should come only after the Palestinians achieve an independent state of their own. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Nevada on Sunday as his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, stumped in North Carolina. Both candidates are courting swing states as the final presidential debate looms later this week. At least 27.7 million Americans have cast ballots either by mail or in person ahead of the November 3rd election. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. The record-shattering figure is driven in part by concerns about crowds at polling sites on Election Day amid the coronavirus pandemic. In North Carolina, where 20% of the state's registered voters had voted by Sunday morning, Biden urged residents to cast ballots as soon as possible to keep up the momentum. He also noted that the rate of new coronavirus cases across the country has risen to the highest level in 3 months. He criticized President Trump for saying over the weekend that the United States had, quote, turned the corner in the pandemic. Mr. Trump was spending his Sunday in Nevada, a state he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton in 2016. Early in-person voting in Nevada began on Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Belarus, tens of thousands of protesters filled the streets of Minsk for the 10th Sunday in a row, calling for the ouster of Alexander Lukashenko after the August 9th presidential election that granted him a sixth term in power. The president's critics say the election was rigged. Official results gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote and his closest competitor, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, just 10%. Tsikhanouskaya, who is currently in exile in Lithuania after leaving the country in fear for her safety, has threatened to call a nationwide strike for October 26th, unless Lukashenko announces his resignation, releases political prisoners, and stops a violent crackdown on protesters. Firefighters continue to battle a fire near Boulder, Colorado, with nearly 3,000 people forced to evacuate their homes. Pushed by strong winds, the fires moved within 27 kilometers of downtown Boulder, Colorado. Boulder County officials said more than 1,600 residences were under evacuation orders. Fire officials say it's likely that multiple houses were destroyed based on the path of the fire on Sunday. The so-called Cal Wood Fire started around noon Saturday near the Cal Wood Education Center, about 27 kilometers from downtown Boulder. It was pushed by winds measured as high as 95 kilometers per hour. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism, saying most of the victims were civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition and the death toll could rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed the Taliban for the attack. France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday, while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamist extremism following the brutal killing of a French school teacher last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of middle school history teacher Samuel Paty, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class on Friday. Nearly a dozen people are being held for questioning, including the family of the suspect, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee who was shot to death by police shortly after he allegedly attacked the victim. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.